It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico and go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, just thinking back to the game against the Islanders that took place on Saturday afternoon, if there's anything that you want to preserve from that effort going forward, what would it be?
I liked our start. We were terrific in the first period, got back to being, you know, what we typically have been over the years, is a little more dominant in the first period, even though it was on the road. That's something we'd like to do, be on our toes early on. You know, I thought our D were much more involved. That was a good sign. They picked their spots to get up the ice and help with the offense. So those two things were probably the biggest things that led us to victory. Obviously, we played well defensively. Tuukka was solid, but that's typically been our trademark for the most part anyway. So if we can back those first two things, we'll be okay.
I know it wasn't necessarily easy because of some of the penalties that took place during the game, but did Andre Kasha and his game take a step forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think they lost their rhythm. None of those guys killed penalties, you know, Richie and Kretch. Rich took a few, so I don't know if they really ever got into the flow of the game, and sometimes I can get by in a hurry, and then all of a sudden you're up and you just want to play safe. So I think at the end of the day they were fine, but let's look at them a little bit longer. I think Andre's still learning how to play with Kretch. He's into the middle of the ice probably a little more than Kretch would like, because Kretch truly does play between the dots, but we'll see how it plays out tonight.
Joakim Nordstrom stepped back in the lineup in that game against the Islanders. He had sat for a couple of games. Did you get the desired response?
Yeah, he was good. I mean, it's tough with those support guys. You know, he's good on the penalty kill, so he had a chance to, certainly with six penalties, he had a chance to get out there and do what he does best, block some shots, have a good stick, contribute in that area. I thought the fourth line did a good job in terms of getting some offensive opportunities as well, and they kept the other line in check. So good for Nordy. Everyone in the room loves the guy. It's just we have a lot of healthy bodies right now, so we're trying to get the best look and keep everyone, you know, in the lineup. Wags has started to pick it up a little too offensively, so he'll go back in. You know, so that, where does that leave Cooley and Bjorks? You know, the young guys that you don't want to sit too long, but it's this time of year where they might have to. So anyway, good for Nordy, and we'll see where it goes.
Just looking at the ice time following Saturday's game, Charlie Coyle led all your centers down the middle in ice time. Just in general, are you starting to lean on him a little bit more?
Yeah, he's on the first power play now, so that's going to add a couple minutes every night. We're using him more on the kill. So there's probably where early in the year, if he was at 15 minutes, now he's adding, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes a night. I think 20 was a little high the other night, probably, in hindsight, looking at it. But, we did rest maybe Bergie down the stretch a little, so that's the way it worked out. But I wouldn't be surprised if he certainly up there at the 17, 18 minute mark.
Here today, Jake DeBrusk could be either playing alongside Patrice Bergeron, or he could be playing in a different spot a little bit lower down the lineup, probably with Charlie Coyle. It's all going to depend on Brad Marchand. Regardless, what would bring a little bit more spark to his game?
Well, I think if he, inside, second chances around the net, you know, a little more compete on those 50-50 pucks where he has them a little more, because, you know, Jake's very dangerous when he does have it. It's just getting it. You know, he's got a centerman that gets him the puck, but on the other situations where you got to be your own guy, and that's where Jake needs to be better. We've talked about that since the day he walked through this door, that get a little more of that hard on the puck mentality that Marshy has and Bergie has and Pasta now has in his game. So we want him to grow, and we know it takes time, but it's to the point now where that's what's separating him from being a really good player and a good player. He's, you know, still a good player for us, but to take the next step, it's a consistency factor, and that usually has something to do with your second effort on puck, so hopefully we'll get it.
You're going to see a lot of the Atlantic Division here this month, and this week you're going to see the Tampa Bay Lightning twice. How much weight will you give, say, a game like tonight or this week's games against the Lightning, against the Panthers, as to where everybody fits?
Well, they're good measuring stick games. I mean, Tampa, you know, to me is still, you know, arguably the, you know, listen, I like what we are, but outside of us, I think they're arguably the best team in the National Hockey League. So it's always a great test. Always good games up in this building. They've had our number a little bit. So for us, that's what we're looking at. Like, this is what we got going forward. So then you look at a few individuals that haven't been in a lot of playoff hockey situations. And Anders Bjork, for example, a Lozon. We'll look a little closer at them. How do they perform in these type of games? So, you know, Lindholm we haven't had here. You know, can he handle a dynamic centerman if he gets that assignment? So there's a few different things that go into it. But at the end of the day, it's a group effort, you know, and we're looking at how the team responds, and I'm sure they'll be ready.
Last thing, in order to pick up the 2 points here tonight, what do you want your group to focus on?
Well, if we keep up our good team defense, manage the puck, that's the first thing with Tampa. They can hurt you so many ways offensively with their D coming, with their forward line. So that's the first thing you want to do. And then they're a bigger team than they were maybe a year ago, so the physicality part. You want to make sure you win your puck battles, your board battles. So put those two things together. I think we have enough skill, we have enough talent in the room to score enough goals. But for us, if we're going to beat Tampa, it's probably going to be more of a lower scoring game than a higher scoring game. So that's probably the direction we want to go.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Jed.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Lightning are coming up next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.